From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump left Quebec on Saturday after attending the G7 summit and is on his way to Singapore for a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump warned on Saturday that his meeting with Kim in Singapore is a one-time shot for the reclusive North Korean leader as they discuss Pyongyang giving up its nuclear weapons.
I think that very quickly I'll know whether or not something good is going to happen. I also think I'll know whether or not it will happen fast.
The Trump administration is seeking the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In exchange, Pyongyang is believed to be seeking relief from international sanctions. President Trump said that he has instructed his representatives not to sign the final communique at their G7 summit after remarks by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trudeau had said earlier Saturday that all seven parties to the summit had agreed on the final communique, but he added that Trump and administration tariffs on Canada, the EU, and Mexico are insulting, and that Canada would retaliate with its own tariffs if the U.S. policy did not change. In response, President Trump took to Twitter, saying he had instructed U.S. representatives not to endorse the summit final communique as we look at tariffs on automobiles flooding the U.S. market. He called the Canadian leader's comments very dishonest and weak. The Trump administration recently angered allies, including Canada, Mexico, and the EU, by announcing increased tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum imports. This is VOA News.